What would you say you're going to do with him to keep him from growing up to be a boar? You know of a term that was used?
Yeah, they call it castrate.
Would you use the same term, the same reference for a horse, a calf, or a tomcat? Did you use the same word?
I think
word?
They'd use the same word.
What is the noise made by a calf when it's being weaned? You say the calf began to...
bawl.
And then there's a gentle noise made by a cow during feeding time. And you would say the cow began to...
low.
Gentle noise that a horse makes. The horse began to...
bray.
Have you ever heard any other word used besides bray?
No, I don't know of any.
You've got some horses and some mules and some cows and so forth, and when they're getting hungry, you would have to go out and feed the
cattle or the animals.
Have you ever heard the term stock?
Yes, yeah.
Or critters?
Yeah. No, stock. I just heard the word stock.
If you're going to feed the hens, turkeys, geese, and so forth, do you have any one name for all of them? You're talking about all of them. Do you have any word that you might use to refer to all of them?
Yeah, you call them fowls.
A hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
setting hen.
The place where they live, the hens, is called a...
chicken house or a hen house.
If it's just a little rude shelter built out in the open for the little chicks to run under out of the rain, what might you call that?
Chicken coop.
When you eat a chicken, what is the part that the children like to have so that when you can pull it apart to see how it breaks and make a wish?
Wishbone.
What do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat, like the liver, the heart, and the gizzard? You call those the chicken?
Giblets.
The inside part of the pig or a calf that you might eat, you'd call that the what?
I don't know what you'd call that.
The part that you sometimes eat, and it, you know, of a pig, and it's stuffed in sausage, you call it what?
Chitlins. They make chitlins out of the intestines.
If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you say it is...
feeding time.
And if you have some cows and you want to get them from the pasture, how would you call them? Mm. When you had your cow, you said earlier that your family had a pasture and you had a cow. She was out in the pasture.
Come on, Daisy, let's go. Come on, Daisy.
Have you ever heard Sue cow, Sue cow?
Oh, yes. Sue cow, Sue pig.
All right, to make them stand still while you're trying to milk them, what might you say to them, to the cow?
Well, just be gentle, Daisy, or pat her on the back and be still.
What about calling a calf? How would you call the calf?